Good afternoon. A wave of low pressure brought some rain showers to parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England this morning. That precipitation is on its way out as the wave tracks south and east of Long Island. In its place, high pressure building in from the north is producing increasing sunshine from north to south, and we will all enjoy a good amount of sunshine through the afternoon hours and into the early evening. At the same time, a northwest breeze will kick in at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, which will steadily lower the dew point. And with much lower humidity, it'll be a comfortable afternoon with highs reaching the middle to upper 70s on average. Parts of the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England will reach into the 80s, while parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will stay in the lower to middle 70s. Clear skies tonight with a diminishing wind will result in chilly temperatures for this time of year, refreshingly cool by morning with lows in the 40s to around 50. Not out of the question that over parts of the higher terrain, readings could be in the upper 30s by morning. This will set us up for a beautiful Friday with a deep blue sky, high pressure will be in control with plenty of sunshine, and it'll be comfortably mild with highs in the mid-70s on average. Into the weekend, the jet stream will still produce a northwesterly wind flow, and weak disturbances will ride through that flow, producing scattered clouds from time to time. So a mix of sun and clouds for both weekend days, and temperatures will hold in the middle to upper 70s with comfortable humidity. As a ridge of high pressure builds in aloft from the Great Lakes early next week, we'll see temperatures push to around 80 on Monday with partly sunny skies, and with more humidity building on Tuesday, we'll have hazy sunshine in the lower 80s. Another disturbance will head our way by Tuesday evening and for Wednesday, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs staying in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today into tonight across parts of the central and northern plains into the upper Mississippi Valley. And also, a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of the mid-Atlantic coast. Moderate instability is expected in a corridor from the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles northeastward into western and central Iowa. And in a corridor also across eastern North Dakota and adjacent South Dakota and Minnesota by late this afternoon or early evening. This should be sufficient to support considerable thunderstorm activity, which could include several growing convective clusters by late afternoon, accompanied by the risk for severe wind gusts and hail. In the mid-Atlantic, the combination of moderately unstable air and the strong jet stream will produce thunderstorms today, some of which could contain damaging wind gusts and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or water spout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 2:27 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail is at Batna, Algeria at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 20 at Brighton, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high 94 set in 1995, and the record low 38 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the 70s. Clear and quite cool tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, morning clouds and showers followed by increasing sunshine today with highs around 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, early morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, morning clouds and showers followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. clear and cool tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Early morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, comfortably mild, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 70s. Near 80 with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. Hazy clouds and sun, warm and humid on Tuesday, lower 80s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.